page so you can find that information. I want to get one back to the moment, and the criminals are so good. People are very excited to collect the paper. So it's very encouraging. How about the little ones? Like, people are getting good. So this just shows you that people are doing it, kind of about and that we're looking forward to tomorrow. Hey, I want to end this is where Breakfast with Sandy ends. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Coming up next, we have some news.
Phoenix Minister Russell McCann has suggested that Monday, the two approaches failed in the suspension of the Tacoma Optimus case framework, citing likely delays in fuel transportation and inefficiencies at both accounts. During the seventh meeting held on April 20, 2026, Cabinet approved the temporary suspension of the Tacoma Optimus case framework from April to September 2026. As part of measures to support the country's fuel supply. However, Mr. McCann explained that oil marketing companies will now rely on road transport using trucks to move fuel through border towns or ships that could lead to delays due to inefficiencies in border procedures. Mr. McCann has indicated that the framework was initially introduced to ensure timely procurement of petroleum products in mind. Minimize the disruption and improve efficiency in the procurement process. He added that the suspension means government will now take a bigger role in procuring fuel through the pipeline, stating that enough funding will be needed to ensure a steady and reliable supply.